Heaps of data about their activities within a workspace are gathered while their cognitive contribution is reduced. In both ways, such technologies pave the way for automation, much as the introduction of regimentation and discipline in factories facilitated the replacement of humans by machines. The potential for automation increases the power of firms over workers. Anyone thinking of demanding higher pay or of joining a union in the hope of organising to grab a share of the returns to increased efficiency can be cowed with the threat of robots. White-collar workers are not spared oppressive bosses. Indeed, as the New York Times reported in 2015, Amazon has experimented with data-driven management techniques known to drive some white-collar workers to tears. Others, though, told the Times that they thrived at Amazon because it pushed them past what they thought were their limits. The high pay of workers with exacting jobs in finance or technology can reasonably be seen as compensation for their burdensome working conditions. And unhappy professionals can usually find less oppressive work that pays a lower but still decent wage. As Amazon and other firms embrace new tools to monitor and direct their workers, the difference between progress and dystopia comes down to whether workers feel comfortable demanding raises and whether they can quit without fear of serious hardship. Indeed, firms could ponder such matters themselves before the inevitable backlash.